Today's episode of Distorted View Daily is brought to you by this weekend's Starving Artist Sale, Saturday and Sunday at the Cleveland Expo Center. Boats, big fucking yachts, seascapes, oceans, lighthouses. These are just some of the shitty paintings you'll find at the Cleveland Expo Center this weekend. Seagulls flying high towards a glowing orange sun, $20. A sailboat on a calm summer night, $20. A lakeside cabin, $20. Big paintings to cover up holes in your walls. Little paintings to decorate a never-used guest bedroom. No-name artists trying to scrape together rent money. Make them an offer. Chew them down to $10. They'll even hang the paintings in your house. These are very desperate people who made a very poor career choice. Their bad life decisions are your ticket to mediocre artwork cheap. Come check out the assholes who watch one too many episodes of Bob Ross's The Joy of Painting this weekend at the Cleveland Expo Center. It's Thursday, April 15th, 2021. Coming up on the program today, why you should not brush your teeth with meat paste. Plus, Rain Florence is pushing out babies and eating their afterbirth. The skillful art of Mentos enemas. And Mr. Shitfingers gets arrested. All this coming up today.
Christian now fears his flatulence.
This makes my pussy throb just thinking about it.
God. What you don't know about me are the things I do to your kid when nobody's looking.
Black nut juice is good, but I gotta say, Negro nut cream, way better.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
All right, Tim back here doing a show for everyone on a Thursday. Got a great program today. We missed yesterday's show. I got my second jab of the Pfizer vaccine, and it knocked me the fuck out. I warned Sideshow members that that was a possibility. And let's be honest, even if the vaccine didn't cause any side effects, I would claim that it did and take the day off anyway. Lazy. I mean, it wasn't too bad. It was all the stuff that you hear, like you're super tired and you get the chills and you have a fever. This morning I was okay. And then as the day went on, I started to get the chills again and I got tired. But I'm always tired, so it's hard to tell if it's a reaction from the vaccine or it's just time for my daily 2:30 p.m. nap. By the way, is there a more manly or masculine medical term for the chills? Because I don't feel right saying that. I think it's too feminine.
Guys, I got the chills. I'm feeling a little chilly. Does someone have a sweater they can drape over my shoulders?
That's what I feel like when I say the chills. I don't think I ever once heard my dad have the chills. My mom, meanwhile, has had the chills her entire life. Every single day, that's what I hear from her. It's chilly out. I have the chills. Next time any of you men have the chills, don't say chills. Say frostache. I've got the blizzard plague. That's an ailment I would be proud to suffer from. So, you know, over the past 36 hours or whatever, I've been sleeping a lot, which is like my idea of the perfect day, really. Honestly, that's my favorite pastime. That's my hobby. That's what I enjoy in life. Being unconscious, not knowing what's going on in the world around me. That's why I think I would make such a great drug addict. I really have to experiment more. Anyway, I had a crazy dream. Now, I know having someone detail their dream is about as interesting as having someone tell you about their audio video setup.
Got a new sound bar. I got a 55-inch OLED. Now, let me tell you why OLEDs are better than LCDs.
You get a deeper black. Okay, great. Give a shit. This dream, though, I promise you, is relatively short. And I thought it's weird and it's got to be trying to tell me something. You know how dreams sometimes have meanings? I mentioned that when I was growing up, I had one of those dream dictionaries or encyclopedias. Maybe you freaks can look this one up for me. I'm brushing my teeth. This is the entire dream. I have the most boring dreams, right? Nothing interesting happens normally. It's like, I'm brushing my teeth. But the toothpaste I'm using is ground beef based. But it's not raw. There's a big distinction here. It's not raw. It's not like pink ground beef coming out of the tube of toothpaste. It's coming out as like crumbles. You know, like when you fry up hamburger, like taco meat or something.
It's that brown gray color that's very appealing. Anyway, I don't know how the hell I got this ground beef crumbles on my toothbrush, but I did. And I'm brushing my teeth. And I must be okay with the flavor and the fact I'm brushing my teeth with hamburger meat. Because, you know, if it was a problem, you'd think I would stop after I put it on the toothbrush. Like, what the fuck is this? But no, I'm totally okay with brushing my teeth with the ground beef. But I look down at the toothbrush tube and I see that the tube is expired. And then I open my mouth and I spit out some of the ground beef toothpaste and it's all maggots. What does that mean? That was pretty much my dream. You know, I mean, I start freaking out. As one does when they've got a mouthful of ground beef maggots crawling around in there. According to the Dream Bible, to dream of toothpaste represents a resource or ability that keeps you confident about yourself, something you're using to responsibly maintain your strengths, preparation, or upkeep that allows you to be ready for anything. Negatively, toothpaste may reflect feelings of dependency of something in order to stay confident about yourself. Like if I did have a drug addiction, you may have concerns about your appearance or anxiety about getting older. I've got both of those things. Concerns about losing what makes you feel special, wasting resources in order to look good. Well, I never do that. I never bother to try to look good. Meanwhile, you know, it's not really toothpaste that I'm dreaming of. It's maggots, maggot toothpaste. So the word maggot comes up in the Dream Bible. To dream about maggots represents feelings of unease, discomfort, regret, or feeling that something is lost forever. Maybe my youth. Maybe that's what I'm upset about getting older. Damn this gray hair. I love how that's the sort of the description of like what maggots are about. And then it says negatively, as if the first part of this wasn't negative. Feeling discomfort, nausea, or feeling that something is lost forever. And then now here's the negative parts. Negatively, maggots in a dream may reflect very comfortable feelings of being forced to accept and live with a failed relationship. Or major failure. I think I need to have a talk with Lord Douche. A serious heart-to-heart. Being very uncomfortable around someone who you feel doesn't like you. Well, again, Lord Douche and I are going to have a little chat later. Anyway, so that's what I've been up to since I got jabbed with the second dose. But hopefully I will be COVID-free from now on. I made it through the pandemic. I know more than a few of you lost that bet, assholes. All right, I've got some great audio I wanted to share with you today. Of course, we have not heard from Coach Dave in a while. Coach Dave is that crazy Christian radio show host who's always saying really hilariously offensive stuff. Today, he's going on and on about how women shouldn't be cops. And like whenever Dave talks, there's always like this tiny little sliver of I can sort of see where he's coming from. I mean, it's a tiny sliver. I don't need to get canceled because I agree with Coach Dave here because I don't. But, if you're dealing with a very aggressive man, right, that's who you're trying to arrest, a big burly dude, a little petite woman is going to have trouble taking him down. On the flip side, like a lot of guys would have trouble taking him down too, because not all police officers are burly and muscly themselves. So look, there are plenty of successful women on the force. Coach Dave, once again, just has the wrong opinion about everything.
That cop killed a guy, shot a guy thinking she, by the way, I could go on that one. Can I say this? Right wing, watch you listening. Anybody, you can give me a thumbs up here. Anybody wants to, just because a bunch of us agree with it doesn't make it right, though. But can I tell you something? Sorry, Reggie. A woman's got no business being a cop. A woman's got no business being a cop. Now, there's a place for a woman in law enforcement.
Behind a desk, doing the report, answering the phone. They're good receptionists.
But it is not pulling up at my house and arresting some burly 6'5", 285 pound. That is not a woman's job. How did we ever get to the point where we think that is normal for a woman to do that? Why? Because that's perverted, see? Perversion of the male-female rules. Men and women are equal, but they're not equal. Come on, stop saying that. Men and women aren't equal. Why have we bought that lie? Why do we promote that lie? Why do you say, well, women deserve equal? No, listen,
Wait a second. There's a bit of a, there's a jump there between men and women aren't equal in the sense that, you know, they're built different. They're better at different tasks than equal rights.
Why have we bought that lie? Why do we promote that lie? Why do you say, well, women deserve equal
rights? No, women deserve equal rights. No, they don't.
Listen, I'm just telling.
It's like you can sort of follow along Coach Dave at the beginning. Some of you might agree with, like, okay, yeah, maybe women shouldn't be dealing with big, you know, jacked up guys as a police officer. And yeah, I guess men and women are different. They were not totally equal. But then I think he loses most people at the equal rights thing.
I'm telling you, a man can cook, but it's a woman's job. Sorry. Sorry.
I think he's lost just about everyone there. Maybe not Bobenstein, but the rest of us he's lost. Moving on, I have a U-tard update. Got to say thanks to Big Black Girthy Prophet Legacy. In the Discord, he posted a video of Rain Florence cucumber fucking herself. Oh, yes, this is a Rain Florence video you will not find on YouTube. I really think her main her only source of income right now is making masturbation videos for old guys who donate cash. Hey, that's valid work in 2021. Lots of people going the OnlyFans route. But here's the thing. I know some of you guys have said, wow, Rain Florence is kind of attractive. I don't see it. I feel this chick is like 40 plus. She's already had some kids. She's not particularly pretty in the face. You know, I just don't see what the appeal is. And as we find out in this newest video, she's preggers again. I don't know if this is baby two or three. I do know many years ago when we started playing Rain Florence videos, there was a baby that she had that she would refer to as Bubba. And Bubba obviously had some developmental issues. And it's probably because the only fucking thing this bitch eats are coconuts. She's one of these vegans, but she lives in Ecuador and she has no money. So she just, you know, picks shit off of trees. I think that's why her baby turned out a little soft, a little riri, you know. She has since divorced that husband. And I think he has custody of the kid because for years now, we haven't seen or heard from it. She either drowned it in the ocean so she could live her swinging single life, or it's with the father wherever he moved to. I'm sure he moved back to civilization after freeing himself from Rain Florence. Anyway, so here is a clip of Rain Florence doing what she do.
Hello, Vernon. Thank you so much for your donation. Oh, my goodness. So I am here. Very horny and pregnant and ready to get it on for you, yes.
Just the way Vernon likes it.
Because I'm super fucking horny. And this is all I have.
Two cucumbers. Again, she can't afford to buy vibrators. So luckily she lives near a food market. Grabbed a couple cucumbers. See, she can cook with this later on. After cramming them in her pussy hole.
But I have your words about how much you'd like to fuck this pussy of mine. I'll stand up for you so you can see how I'm looking nowadays.
Yeah, she's very, very pregnant. Ready to pop, I would say.
How do you like my ass?
Whenever I see these, like, crunchy vegan type people, I think their assholes must really stink. Because, you know, Rain Florence kind of lives in squalor. Like, lives, I don't know, under a pier. I don't know what Rain Florence's situation is. She's like all natural. I could just see her not wanting to use toilet paper on her ass. She's just like, you know, after I take a shit, I walk to the ocean and I swim for 15 minutes. And that usually cleans up everything. You know, I could see her being one of those people.
So anyway, these tits of mine.
Have you guys ever changed subjects like that? I do it all the time. Someone's talking to me about, their mom in hospice or something. Yeah, we don't think she's going to be around for much longer. At least they're keeping her comfortable. And then I turn around and reply with,
so anyway, these tits of mine.
That's right. So anyway, these tits of mine.
I can almost have an orgasm right now. Just rubbing my tits for you, baby.
For any of you guys that I can't understand why I say that Rain Florence is not attractive at all to me, Fast forward, go on the Discord, go to the Not Safe for Work channel, find this video, and fast forward to around the 7 minute mark where she's really jamming this cucumber in her blown out twat. It's all hairy, beefy. There's lots of internal meat seeping out. Like, I just don't think it's hot at all. You can hear it is pretty juicy though. There she goes. Fern's getting his money's worth. Fern, the man who paid for this video, has obviously seen Rain Florence naked and masturbating before, so he likes this. Okay, to each their own. While I am grossed out, Vern might have the opposite problem. Might be getting too close to ejaculation before the end of the video. If that's the case, I have a solution. Turn off this video for just a second and then watch Rain's most recent video on YouTube.
Would you eat your own placenta? Well, I did.
Yeah, it's a real boner killer. It'll keep you from coming for a real long time. By the way, listen in the background. She's got her baby, by the way. She had her kid. He's about 3 months old right now, and he looks normal. He's not a mute like the other one. Anyway, but listen to the background. This is where she's living in Ecuador.
It made a huge difference in my breast milk and my breastfeeding relationship, I would say. My breastfeeding...
It's just like a pack of wild dogs on the street. I hear birds freaking out. Like, where the hell is this lady living?
Experience. Here in just a second, I will tell you how it changed.
That, you know what? That baby does not sound good. Listen to it.
I will tell you I will tell you how it changed. We are celebrating about 3.5.
She screwed up another offspring. Naturally, because this is a Rain Florence video, she's got to whip her titty out and have the kid latch onto it, right? It's breastfeeding time, which, you know, is fine. I understand women need to breastfeed their baby when their baby wants to eat. I'm not one of these people who are like, you need to put it away. You're at the mall. I don't care. But, you know, you control this situation, Rain, right? All you've done is turned on your YouTube camera to start recording a video. Do you really need to whip out that titty? It's just a way to get around YouTube's rules about boobs.
Okay. All right. Okay. There we go.
Meanwhile, there's still like mass pandemonium going on outside. I kind of want to hear about Rain Florence's experience with eating placenta.
So yes, when he was born, I had my partner slice a very thin slice of my placenta.
Like prosciutto. You don't want it thick.
Blood included.
Oh.
Just a slice of it. Just a very, you know, a smidgen. Not a lot. And
what's the point of that? If you're going to go big.
Mix it into my salad.
Placenta salad.
Oh, it was actually like a little bit of guacamole salad with, you know, some lemon and salt. And I had that. And I had...
What are these sounds in the background? Everything is so weird with Rain.
Some more...
It sounds like a human being hanging from a hook from the ceiling.
We called it placenta ceviche. Oh. And then the next night, I had some more of that. So I had about, you know, 2 small servings of placenta right after he was born.
Not so bad, right? Just 2 tiny little servings of placenta just to try stuff out. Well, the baby really responded to the placenta, loved the placenta-infused tit milk. After a month or so, the baby started just eating, like sucking on her tits nonstop, looking for nutrients. And Rain realized she needed to eat more placenta. And since then, she's really been on a placenta-heavy diet. A lot more placenta salads. Placenta and pastrami sandwiches, placenta egg salad. I don't know. She's eating all sorts of stuff.
So anyway, I got out the placenta again and mixed it into my guacamole. And it was like the next day I noticed like more milk at night. And he started to have more deep sleep. He does wake up a couple times in the night, but he's sleeping longer periods, and he just seems overall better since I've done this placenta thing. So
I was reading about placenta. It's not unheard of that women eat their placenta, but typically what happens now is it's sort of like ground up and put into pill form. So you don't actually have to fry up or taste your placenta. Rain, though, of course, prefers the natural way. She's not the only one. Doing a quick YouTube search, I found an eating my placenta vlog.
It's the sack that Azalea was in for the blood clots.
All right. She's showing off her placenta in the sink.
Yeah. That's crazy. There's a lot of blood on this side, and it's rough on this side. The other side is very smooth. So this is the side of the umbilical cord.
Oh,
it's very smooth, okay. And then you turn it over. And then this is the inside with what the sack had, or maybe that's the outside.
Inside of the baby sack. This woman actually is cooking her placenta. She's baking it. We played a video a long time ago where women were frying it up and eating it. But this woman's baking it to grind it up and put it in pills. She's going to encapsulate it as well. All right, so you can find a lot of placenta material on YouTube if you want to. I don't know why you would want to, but there's a little Rain Florence update for you. Oh, and she's jerking off again. Wearing that cucumber out. That a girl. Rain.
I love you, Vernon. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks, Vernon. Look what Vernon has put us through today. Real quick, before we get into the news, I've got a short real-life story, supposedly. I mean, you always got to take these with a grain of salt, but I love true life mishaps, especially when they involve the butthole. Here we go. I was drinking Pepsi and reading an article on how prostate stimulation intensifies orgasms. And you have to wonder, all right, why did he mention Pepsi? That's obviously got to play a big part in this story. Like, what the fuck is he doing with his asshole and Pepsi? All right, I was drinking Pepsi and reading an article on how prostate stimulation intensifies orgasms. So I had the genius idea of using Coke to stimulate my ass. Again, Coke, the beverage, not cocaine. What could possibly go wrong? I mean, the carbonation feels good in your mouth, so it should work in my ass. Yes, it would lead you to believe that, huh? That's the way a scientist thinks. Soda feels good in my mouth. Let's just try it in my butt. I have a hypothesis. All right. Yes, the carbonation feels good in my mouth, so it should work in my ass. Work. As an engineer, this man is an engineer? Like, with a college degree? Oh, he should be stripped of all his credentials. As an engineer, there are many logistical challenges to bypass when trying to insert Coke into one's asshole. Like, how do I put cola in my anus in the first place? The answer is you use the rim of the bottle and you stick it directly in the anus. Next question. How do you make sure that the Coke stays there? Sadly, you don't. And that's apparently where this guy fucked up. With a half-assed plan, I went to the store. As I was checking out, I saw a pack of Mentos. God damn it! I just got this song out of my head. Damn you, Distorted View Daily. My own show is ruining my life. Back to the story. So I saw a pack of Mentos. Time to bring this to level two. I put back the original Coke and decided Diet Coke instead. All 2 liters of glory. 20 minutes later, with 3 Mentos in my ass, I gingerly lowered the rim to my rim and I poured. The reaction was nearly instant. With the tidal force of a tsunami, the bottle was violently ejected from my ass. A pressure was building up and the gates of hell opened. I felt Satan's sugary fire burst from my asshole onto the bed. Holy shit, you would not realize the panic I had. There was pain, both emotional and physical. The sugary wet farts. The sound of 1,000 ass trumpets, creating a heavenly cacophony. I saw the light, I saw the dark. I felt the intense sting of carbonation. I experienced nothing and everything. God was punishing me. There was a maddening sensation of your asshole bending over itself, inside out, shrinking, expanding. It was worse than any experience ever. My brain still can't comprehend the sensations, but they were torturous. I have contemplated what hell might feel like, and I know that I could find peace there. My bed was soaked with shit coke.
Shit coke.
This poor guy ends his post with, "Don't ever try what I did. I learned a valuable lesson that day. Don't try anything insane and avoid the asshole." Here's the thing. I don't want to call this guy an amateur, but he's an amateur. Leave this type of stuff to the professionals. Go on X Hamster and do a search for Mentos. You'll find several videos of people accomplishing what this poor chap couldn't. For instance, I have a video here, Mentos in Enema Cola 2. This guy is smart. He used a speculum to, pry open his butthole. And he's got a tray of Mentos. This guy's all about presentation. Like a silver tray of Mentos, and he's putting them in his butt. Three. You can actually hear them as they plop into the butt. There's one. Okay, so he gets about six or seven in. He's using Coke Zero. I don't know if that works. Doesn't it have to be just regular Diet Coke? Whatever. I'm not going to be a cola snob about this. Here he goes. He's pouring the soda in his butt. There's the guy, sir. You can hear it. I went back and looked for his first attempt at using Mentos and cola in the butt, and he fucked everything up the first time. He's got his ass in the air. He's not using a speculum. He crammed some Mentos in his butthole, and then he's using regular cola, regular Coca-Cola. You're not going to get a big fizz. Yeah. He just sort of shits out the cola. There's no geyser, but I'm sure the carbonation makes it easy for the shit cola to come out.
Shit coke.
I didn't realize there were so many ways to give yourself a Mentos and Diet Coke enema. Speculum, no speculum, ass in the air. Some people put the Mentos in first. Some people get an asshole full of Diet Coke and then drop Mentos in. Another guy here sticks the Mentos in his ass. He's on all fours, right? He's got Mentos in his butt and then just crams the Diet Coke bottle in his butt and leaves it there. And he's like squeezing the bottle, trying to get the liquid in his butt. It doesn't work out too well. Like the liquid just starts squirting out. Then the Mentos start falling out of his butt onto the bathtub. The soda comes out with no fizz, and he shits the rest of it out. You know, there's an art to this, and there's also a science to this. Here's another video from the same guy. And he's just liquid coming out. I realize what his problem is. The Mentos come shooting out, though. The problem with him is he's using regular Coke. Again, it's gotta be diet. I thought this was pretty, common knowledge. Mentos come flying out of his butthole. All right, there you go. That is enough, I think. Enough of the fresh maker. And with that, let's get into the crazy bizarre twist of the fucked up news right now. Well, if you like Distorted View Daily, you really have to take a hard look at yourself and ask why. What is wrong with you? Assuming you don't want to perform some self-reflection, get to the bottom of what the hell is wrong with you, why not sign up for the Sideshow, DV's member site, where you gain full access to the entire archive of Distorted View Daily. More importantly, every week we do exclusive shows just for paying members. On Tuesday, I did a Sideshow exclusive podcast, and I will be doing another one tomorrow. It's a great time to sign up. Memberships are very inexpensive, only $6.99 a month. That price is even less when you opt for a quarterly, semi-annual, yearly, or lifetime membership. And don't forget, all major credit cards and PayPal accepted. This is how I make my living. So thank you to all of my Sideshow members, because they are the reason this stupidity continues. Well, them and my patrons, of course. Patrons are helping out You can pledge as little as a dollar over there. We do other stuff that isn't related to the sideshow on Patreon. It's just another way to sort of help out the show. I do posts there occasionally. If you pledge $5, you get access to a special voicemail line. I will play your calls first. I was experimenting with some cartoon animation stuff a couple months ago. I posted my attempts at that over there. I made a cougar piss cartoon animation. Remember my fragrance? Cougar piss! Turn that into a cartoon, which is hilarious because if you've ever seen some of my drawings, like you've seen my comic books that I drew when I was like 12, right? My art has not progressed at all. Like I have absolutely no talent whatsoever. I thought the cartoon turned out pretty well, though. Thought it was kind of funny. You can check it out if you pledge a dollar over there. If you pledge $20, which I know is a lot, I will occasionally send out gifts, DV merchandise, stuff like that. And you can check out the newest thing that I'm sending right now. Again, patreon.com/distortedview. Just a couple ways to continue to support the show. Thank you to all my patrons and sideshow members. Three very quick stories now. First up, oh, we got a Karen at Walgreens, and she's shopping in our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Praise Jesus. Give me a hallelujah. Dad, I hold my Florida. Yeah. This our most fucked up state. Shopping here, man.
Florida is our most fucked up state. Praise be to the Lord.
A Florida woman who slurred a Muslim family in a drugstore. Is that how you say that? When you use a slur, you're slurring them. I slurred you. A Florida woman who slurred a Muslim family in a drugstore says she's actually the victim in this whole encounter. I'll let you freaks be the judge. Not only do I have a news story here, I also have some police body cam footage of this woman's arrest. It's hard to paint her as a sympathetic character. I'll just leave it at that. Nala Abade was on vacation in Fort Lauderdale last month. Woohoo! Spring break! Look at it. She was visiting with her husband and some friends when the incident took place at Walgreens. That's where customer Luba Bazonic. Well, now that just sounds like a crazy person. I mean, I'm sure I butchered that last name. Could be Luba Bozanic? Bozanic? Bozanish? I don't know. Whatever. I like Bazanic. This woman went totally Bazanic on me, right? It just sounds like that's a word for going crazy. I'm going to stick with Bazanic. Customer Luba Bazanic lashed out on them after a cashier asked her to wear a mask inside the store. Oh, it's one of those cunts. She looked at us and said, "I wish I am from your country so I don't have to wear the mask," Ebade said. So we said, "Which country is that?" "We're from New York, lady." That apparently angered Bozanic, a licensed clinical social worker. Doesn't it seem like the women who are going absolutely crazy are always members of a profession where they have to show a lot of compassion? Like teachers, therapists, social workers. I guess they have to be super nice from 9 to 5. And then when they're off the clock, they can just let their inner bitch out. All right, she started shouting complaints about Muslims and insulting Ebad, who began recording after the woman spit on her husband. "God, you're ugly. No wonder people hate you," Bozanic says in the video. "I'm getting away from the Muslim." Bade said the older woman insulted her clothing, her hijab, and religion, and then Bozanic called police to say she was being threatened. The police took her into custody after they arrived and planned to charge her with assault for spitting until the couple changed their mind. "She apologized, and we accept her apology," Abade said. "This is from our religion. We have to forgive and give another chance." Holy shit. Why did you do that? Your religion is dumb, then, if that's what they're teaching. This woman needs to face some consequences for her actions. Bozanic, who claims she has a medical condition that keeps her from wearing a mask, which is a bullshit, she feels justified in her actions seen in the video. See, she doesn't even show remorse. She's like, "Yeah, I stand by what I did." Spitting and screaming at a Muslim. Why? Stupid Muslim lady should have just had her arrested. "I don't like what I saw, but I'm human," Bozanic said. When this guy said what he said to me, I said what I said to him. And I got angry. I felt angry and I told him off. And spit at him and called them dirty Muslims and stuff like that. I like her defense is, She said what she said, and I said what I said, and then I said something, and she said something, and that's how it all played out. Well, thanks for helping us get to the bottom of that, Miss Bozanic. As I mentioned, I do have video here from the police. We start with the police entering the store, and you hear a store worker saying, "Because you spit on her!" or whatever. And then the woman replies, "You know why I did that?" Yeah, you spit on one of them.
It doesn't matter why. And you probably put yourself into the position to make them do that.
That's a typical man. Typical man to say that.
Ma'am, no weapons on you or anything like that?
No.
You've got problems with Muslims, men, everyone.
No, no, that's okay. Stand up for me, please.
No.
I just make sure you have any weapons on you.
No, she's going to fight every step of the way. No, I'm not going to stand up.
Please.
But she stands up.
No. I just make sure you have any weapons on you.
Like
I don't
pockets.
Know. Turn around. I don't want to touch
don't
you.
Look at the pockets.
Great. Under arrest for battery.
I didn't do any battery.
No, when you spit on people, that's battery.
No, I did not. Listen, he verbally abused me.
Well, that doesn't give you the right to spit on him. That's what. You verbally abused me as soon as I got here. Did I spit on you?
No.
You're under arrest for battery. No,
it
yep,
hurts.
Definitely doing that.
That hurts.
Yeah, they're handcuffs. They're not for comfort.
Can I kick my purse?
Absolutely. Come on.
Oh,
let's go.
Please, don't. No,
oh,
don't
no, you're definitely
either.
Going to jail. Let's go. Fuck.
Unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
Can I leave my car here?
That's absolutely fine. Sure.
Yeah, this is unbelievable.
Yep.
Unbelievable. Officer, this is unbelievable.
Let's go.
Unbelievable.
I'm going to fast forward to when they're about to put her in the police car.
I didn't do anything.
How about you just stand there and stop talking? How about we do that? How about we do that? That doesn't give you an excuse to act the way that you're acting.
I love hard-ass bitch police officer women. See? Police officers can be women. Stupid Coach Dave. Someone's like, hey, how about you shut the fuck up? How about we do that, lady?
How about we do that? That doesn't give you an excuse to act the way that you're acting. None. Just stop talking.
Now the woman's crying.
This officer saw me last night. I've been having a lot happen in my life.
Really? That's gonna happen?
Oh, this woman's dealing with a lot. That's why she spit on some Muslims. She's had a bad week.
I apologize. I'm not a racist. I have friends that are Muslim. Okay? I have friends that are Muslim. Oh, that hurts. You're hurting my hand.
Well, they're handcuffs. They're not for comfort.
Well, I've never had handcuffs.
So that's a no. Okay, so those same Muslims that you were talking shit to just decided your fate and they elected to not prosecute.
God bless you.
Yeah, God bless them. Because if it was up to me, you'd be going to jail.
Oh, I love that cop, too. He's sassy. Well, ultimately, justice was not served, but in this case, at least it wasn't the cop's fault. That's kind of refreshing. Second story we have for you today. Gotta say thanks to a Reddit user. Yes, we've got a subreddit over there at distortedview.reddit.com where you can submit news stories and stuff. And a Stank Manly submitted this one. Last month, on March 14th, 2021, at approximately 3:55 p.m., a deputy from the Calvert County Sheriff's Office, Calvert County, by the way, is in Maryland, if you're wondering, he was stationed at the intersection of Dares Beach Road and Solomon's Island Road in their marked patrol vehicle. The deputy observed a silver 2005 Toyota passenger car traveling northbound at a high rate of speed. Then they ran a red light at the intersection, so the deputy immediately activated his emergency lights and stopped the vehicle just prior to Steeplechase Drive. As the deputy pulled up, the driver had already had his driver's door open and his driver's license and registration in hand. Okay, so far so good. The deputy made contact with the driver, was identified as Adam Paul Sovic, a 30-year-old man of Edgewater. When police asked the man how he was doing, he replied, "He was doing fantastic. I'm doing fantastic, officer." And when asked what happened, Sohovic replied, "You have what you need. Get the fuck away from me." Right? Well, it's not so friendly anymore. Sohovic then told the deputy, "You have what you need. You can get away from me and write me my fucking ticket." The deputy immediately notified the Calvert Control Center to start additional units. Things are going to escalate here. The deputy then asked Sohovic what was wrong with him, and he replied, "I hate police, for starts. You have what you need. Get away from me." The deputy asked Sohovic if he knew why he stopped him, and he replied, "For fucking speeding and running a red light." The deputy asked why he did it, and Sohovic replied, I wanted to, because I saw you at the light. Sovik then told the deputy, well, what I would really love to do is slit your fucking throat, but I'm not going to do that. At that point, the deputy ordered Sovik to step out of the car several times, but the man refused. I love where this story's going. You freaks don't know where it's going yet, but it's very DV. This news story has a nice crescendo. Anyway, the officer then grabbed Sovik's left wrist and continued to order him out. He continued to resist. Sovik then said to the deputy, I will fucking run into you like I did every other cop. I guess run over? I don't know. The deputy notified the Calvert Control Center via radio that the suspect was not exiting the car. And Sovik then said, here, you want me to get out of the fucking car? Then Sovik exited the vehicle in a very aggressive manner. I bet you he slammed the door behind him. The deputy stepped back and drew their agency-issued taser and ordered Sovik to turn around and put his hands on the car. Sovik refused to comply. Surprise, surprise. He then went back in the driver's seat of his car and reached down on the driver's floorboard of the car. Interesting. When Sovik stood up, he displayed a folding knife, fully extended, with the knife's blade showing and said, you want me out of the car, huh, Buster? I added the Buster part. While pointing the knife towards the deputy. At that time, the officer deployed the taser, striking Sovik in the upper torso. As Sovik was falling down into the seat as a result of the taser deployment, Sovik was able to throw the knife at the deputy. The knife struck the deputy but did not penetrate or cut him. Sovik was removed from the car and placed on the ground. I mean, what could happen next? You know, he's already been tased. While on the ground, Sovik tried to grab the knife one more time, but the police were able to grab it and throw it out of his reach. Sovik was placed in handcuffs and advised he was under arrest. That should be the end of the story, right? Not quite, even though he's handcuffed. An ambulance was dispatched to check him out. Sovik refused all medical attention, and while sitting on the ground, Sovik soiled himself and then started putting his hands in the back of his shorts, covering his hands in feces. Ta-da! Once again proving we are so close to just being fucking monkeys. You know, this is what happens when we get cornered. Like, there was nothing else this guy could do. He was handcuffed, he was tased, he was on the ground, so he's like, ah, I'll just shit myself and throw crap at the police officer. Sovik made statements about killing cops, and if he gets released from jail, he will kill a man. But he didn't name names, who he feels is treating a female friend of his wrong. Okay, sounds like this guy is dealing with a lot of stuff, too. A jail van responded to the scene to transport Sovik to the Calvert County Detention Center. Final story we have for you today. It's a dumb one about dumb women in dumb Tennessee. Two women sought to use a $1 million bill to purchase merchandise at a Dollar General store. I'm pretty sure Dollar Generals don't accept bills larger than 20s. That's the first problem. You'd think they would, they'd want to buy like a big ticket item with their $1 million bill. Like, go to a Tesla dealership or something. Buy a car. But then I realized what they wanted was the change. They wanted change for a million. As if Dollar General has that, right? According to investigators, the duo appeared last Monday morning at a convenience store, Dollar General, in Maryville, a Knoxville suburb. Their attempt to use the counterfeit bill was thwarted by a Dollar General employee who called the cops. Let's be honest. There was a 50-50 shot this was going to work out for them. We've read stories in the past where cashiers have accepted, like, weird $300 bills with Bart Simpson's head on the front of it. Stuff like that. Sheriff's deputy dispatched to Dollar General for a suspicious incident spoke with Amanda McCormick, 39, who possessed the counterfeit bill. McCormick, who lives about 4 miles from the store, it's like, if you're going to do illegal shit, drive 50 plus miles away. Don't do it in your same town. She was accompanied by a relative, Linda Johnson, 61. McCormick told the cops that she received the $1 million bill in the mail from a church. Is this one of those Peter Popoff scams? You're supposed to sleep with that $1 million bill under your pillow and then you'll receive a windfall or something. You're not actually supposed to use that $1 million bill to buy something. She didn't have any information, though, about the church. I guess she forgot where it came from. She was just excited to receive $1 million in one note of currency. As detailed in the sheriff's office report, McCormick had a shopping cart full of various items from inside the store. Nowhere near $1 million worth, though, including several gift cards to various businesses. McCormick claimed she was going to use the money to purchase items for care packages for homeless individuals. Mm-hmm. When questioned by the deputy, Johnson disavowed knowledge of the $1 million bill and said she was only riding with Miss McCormick to run errands. While the incident was classified by the sheriff's office as fraud by false pretenses, McCormick and Johnson were not arrested. Instead, they were issued a verbal no trespass warning, prohibiting them from returning to the Dollar General store. Now, I don't know where they live. I know nothing about Maryville, Tennessee, but if it's anything like Ashtabula, Ohio, where I grew up, being banned from one Dollar General store is no sweat off anyone's nutsack. There's a Dollar General store literally every half mile down the road. It is insane. Maybe next time I'm in Ashtabula, we will take a whirlwind tour of all the Dollar General stores. It is shocking. Like, that's the only place people shop in Ashtabula because everyone is so poor. It's very, very sad. Although, interesting soda news, and I don't know if this is still the case or not, but for a while, Dollar General was selling an exclusive version of Mountain Dew. It was like Maui or some sort of Hawaiian drink. I wanted to try it so bad, and by the time I heard about it and I went to the Dollar General that's closest to me, they didn't have any. You guys know what I'm talking about? Also interesting soda news. I can't believe this. I cannot believe this. If the rumors are true, Pepsi has blown my mind. This summer, freaks, it's the return of one of their worst products ever. And I couldn't be more excited. No, I'm not talking about Crystal Pepsi. Crystal Pepsi is the nectar of the gods. They brought that back a few times, and I wish they'd bring it back again. No, we're not talking about Crystal Pepsi this year. Although I hope they bring that back too. This year, get ready. Pepsi is supposed to be bringing back Pepsi Blue. I can't even. I am losing my shit over here. Very excited. All right, let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. I love to hear from you freaks, and there are so many ways to contact the show. You can always email me, show@distortedview.com. Our voicemail line is 206-666-4463. If you've never called in or call in very infrequently, now would be a great time to check in with me. Love to hear from you. I'm all over social media at Distorted View on Twitter and Instagram, facebook.com/distortedviewshow. We've got that subreddit I mentioned, distortedview.reddit.com, and the very active Discord. There's a link on the main navigation bar if you want to join in and chat with other freaks. There's 1,000+ idiots over there. Very fun.
Hey, Jimothy Haynes Tenson. It's Rob from Texas here. New $20 patron.
Hey!
Hello. Here to stay.
Hey, you got in. I will make sure to send you one of those, what are those things called that I'm sending out? I always forget those vacuum sealed tumbler thingies.
Also, Sideshow member, I have a suggestion for you. So, you know how you keep posting the shows later and later and later in the day?
Yes.
Why don't you just, like, skip a day, and when you're posting the show Tuesday night, just call it the Wednesday show, because that's when everybody's going to be listening to it anyways.
Or how about you just pretend it's the Wednesday show when I post it on Thursday? Or wait, when I post the show on Thursday and I call it the Wednesday show, just you call it the Thursday show.
And then you'll be early.
You know what will happen, though? I will somehow get behind, or, you know, it always happens. Look, this, like everything, it goes in cycles. I used to have like a hard deadline, and I would always post the show by, you know, a certain time, by the, you know, afternoon. Or sometimes I would post it right after midnight, but it would be for the next day. Or, you know, if I post it at like 12:01 a.m. on Wednesday, it's the Wednesday show. So we've done all that. There's also been long stretches of time where I consistently miss shows, like every week or a couple shows a week. Or, you know, I'm sick all the time. In my mind right now, I've got a goal, and that is to produce 5 shows a week. I don't care the days or the times I post them. As long as I can get 5 of them out there consistently, I am happy. But yes, I understand. Some people like to hear that the Thursday show is actually, they want to hear it on Thursday.
You don't have to adjust your schedule at all. I know you are lazy and don't like to do shit like that. Your schedule or get up early. So just skip a day.
Okay, well, you know what? You're listening to the Friday show right now. How about that? Does that make you feel better, honey? Does it?
Good morning, Timmy Boo. This is Little Baby Faggot, head of HR at the Scribe Media Group.
Oh, no.
Noticing you took another day off. Now, we applaud the fact that you're getting your coronavirus vaccines so you don't spread it like the careless fairy that you are. However,
HR is always on top of this shit. I miss a show and boom, they're calling me.
We are going to need to have to sit down and have a talk about this.
Oh, no.
What we really should do first, though, is I noticed in your file that you have not sent Vladimir Putin your bank details and nudes. So if you could get into the Discord server and get that taken care of immediately.
HR needs that for my file.
I really appreciate it. And then at that point, we can move forward with figuring out how we're going to deal with the rest of this stuff. Maybe have some expectations.
I'm in hot water with HR.
And whatnot. I don't know if we need to get you some immune system builders because you kind of have what we would refer to in the business as a AZ immune system.
I've heard that before, yes.
And it's also going to cause our healthcare costs to go up as well. And we simply don't want to have that happen.
All right. I get it. Thank you. Let's just do one more here.
Hello, Mr. Timothy Hansen. This is the Distorted View Accounts Department.
Oh, my God. What?
We noticed you expensed several pornographic website subscriptions and...
Oh, that insect porn site?
Large dildos to the corporate account.
They for decorations, man. They just for decorations.
We're going to need you to come into the office on Monday to submit receipts and... fill out some paperwork. If you have any questions.
Distorted View is just getting too corporate, I'm afraid. Between HR and accounts payable or whatever.
And please feel free to call us.
All right.
Thank
all
you.
Right. Everyone's a comedian. Everyone's so funny. All my listeners are just a riot. That is all the time we have on this edition of the program. Want you guys to email me? Show at distortedview.com. DistortedView.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you at 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, is it? Oh, God.
So I had about, two small servings of placenta.
Spread the distortion, STD, tell all your friends about the show. Don't forget to rate us and review us wherever you can criticize podcasts. And remember, tomorrow's program is going to be a Sideshow exclusive one, so it's a great time to sign up. SuperFreakSideshow.com. Hope to see you freaks over there tomorrow. Until then, bye, everybody!
Another excellent podcast from the Scribe Media Group. Learn more at scribe.net.